Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoff, and we're talking about natural ways to enhance beauty. The book is The Little Book of Healthy Beauty, Simple Daily Habits to Get You Glowing. Our guest is New York City and Long Island naturopath, Pina Lodjiduce, and she and her husband have a center. Tell us about your center. You actually have two locations. You have one in New York City and one in Long Island, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've been in practice for over 12 years, and we've had the two locations, and we live in the middle. it's a great practice, the one in the city. We have an associate, an acupuncturist, and the same for our Long Island location, and it's just we're a very happy group of naturopathic doctors and acupuncturists in our practice.
Great. Okay, and so let's focus on the supplements that you might recommend for someone who wants to fend off aging and enhance skin quality. Let's start with a multivitamin. You recommend a multi. What do you look for in a multi?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, most people think, well, if I just eat organic, I probably, you know, don't even need a multivitamin. But unfortunately, you know, even though I do think food is the best form of nutrition, you know, unfortunately, in our imperfect world, our soils are not fertilized and rotated the way that they should be, so they don't have a good balance of nutrients as they used to have many years ago. So unfortunately, I do think because of the lack of this nutrient depletion, everyone does need a multivitamin. And then, of course, because, you know, we're under stress and always on the go and we don't eat the way we're supposed to, we also go through vitamins very quickly. And so that's another reason why I recommend a multivitamin. And then there was also another great study that I found in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. I think at some point we could talk about telomeres in terms of, you know, how it, so telomeres are the ends of our genes, kind of like the cover of the shoelace at the end of our shoelaces. And when we have a lot of stress in our life or eat a lot of bad food, kind of like when that plastic comes off, the shoelace frays, our gene can fray. And so, and that's what can lead to different diseases like cancer or heart disease. So you want to keep those telomeres nice and strong. And actually in this study in clinical nutrition, they actually said that people who took a daily multivitamin tend to, you know, have stronger telomeres. So which is something simple as that is really great for our genes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we know that when telomeres run out, you know, they lead to the genes unraveling, you know, much as the tips of shoelaces, when they, you know, when they deteriorate, your shoelaces, the tips unravel. And then it's basically game over. You know, your organs decline, your skin quality declines, you lose your hair, and you get diseased and die. So telomeres, you know, on a superficial level, help us look better, but they're more fundamental than that. They have to do with survival. So that was a good study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So next on our list is fish oil. Why fish oil? How can that have an impact on our appearance?
Well, so fish oil is, again, one of my must of my top threes, because, I mean, there's just so many profound benefits. I think people are hearing more and more, you know, in today's media. So fish oil has two main components of the EPA and DHA, which is crucially important to every cell membrane in your body. So unfortunately, again, many people don't eat a diet that's high in these fatty acids, so that, again, most people are depleted with them. So I recommend essential fatty acids because it's great for your brain, it lowers inflammation, it helps with wound healing. There's just a million reasons, and I think more people are now realizing how crucial it is to have an important amount of essential fatty acids in their diet.
Next on our list is probiotics. Why probiotics? I mean, after all, probiotics work inside the body. How do they impact the outside of the body?
Well, yeah, I know, it's a great question. So, you know, with probiotics, You know, so probiotics are obviously the healthy germs that line our digestive tract by the billions. And so as a collective group, they're called the microbiome. And we're finding that when your microbiome or your flora is off, it can, again, lead to numerous illnesses of autoimmune issues, heart disease issues, which, again, many people thought, well, how is my probiotics related to heart disease? But it is. And because we're not a culture that eats a lot of fermented food, again, there's not many dietary ways that we get it in our country. I mean, unless we're eating a lot of those foods like, you know, of kimchi or sauerkraut and so on. So, you know, having those three things to maintain a great immune system, to also prevent disease, because again, we're 75% of our immune system is in our digestive tract. So supporting, you know, our gut flora will, along with the fish oil and the multi, those are my basic musts that I think everyone should take.
Okay, so that's the, those are the top three, but then there are other ones that you suggest. And of course, vitamin D3 is a pretty critical nutrient. And how does it impact skin, hair, nails, and overall appearance?
Well, again, I mean, with vitamin D deficiency, most people do see it, you know, I mean, again, it's so interesting because most people think, well, they understand the connection of getting the D from sun. But interesting, so many people are so slathered in sunblock that you're not even getting the vitamin D. And then also when someone is sunbathing, they unfortunately immediately take a shower, which basically prevents that conversion to the healthy vitamin D that your body needs for, you know, great skin integrity, for great hair integrity. It's essential for great mood, for cardiovascular health. And I think because of the environmental pollution, again, we're just not getting, and because we're not an outdoor culture of farmers anymore, we're just not getting the amount, the sufficient physiological blood levels that people need for optimal health.
And vitamin D may have anti-inflammatory effects, so that can directly impact the skin.
Absolutely.
You include chromium as part of your beauty program. Why chromium?
Well, I mean, again, so what I always have people do is that they look at the basic three things that I recommend, and then, you know, if they want to look specifically at other things to enhance their, you know, to enhance the anti-wrinkles, I chose chromium, because what chromium can do is that you can, it actually helps control your blood sugar. And that blood sugar spikes can damage the vessels in your body. And so when you can keep your blood sugar under control, it keeps your skin looking young and vital. So it really wonderfully helps balance out not only the skin for the spikes in blood sugar, but also prevents, you know, if you're having a lot of ages, it'll try to help balance that out.
Yeah, I mean, controlling blood sugar is an important element because we know that diabetics have a lot of organ damage, but often they have premature skin aging. The high blood sugar stresses all the organs and can lead to the cross-linking of skin.
Right.
So chromium, if it controls blood sugar, could be an important element here. Now we're getting a little bit into the weeds because some people may not know what this one is. Hesperidin and diosmin. Help us out with those.
Yeah, sure. So hesperidin is really great for those people who, well, let me tell you what it is. So hesperidin is a bioflavonoid found in citrus fruits, such as lemon and oranges, and it's especially in that peel part, that like white stringy area that many people will choose to throw away and not eat. I actually tell patients, no, please eat that, because it's filled with these wonderful bioflavonoids. And basically, it's those flavonoids that are, remember I was talking about the blueberries and how the blueberry protects itself from the sun? So that's what it has. It's going to protect your skin and your body the same way it protects the skin of the blueberry. This hesperidin is also going to protect the skin, but it also increases venous tone and tightens. So it reduces blood stasis, like for issues like varicose veins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really lovely in how it works for varicose veins in particular.
Okay, so you recommended fish oil, but to complement the fish oil, another type of oil you recommend, black currant seed oil, which contains, you know, fish oil's got EPA and DHA, but
right.
Black currant oil and borage oil and primrose oil have GLA. Why is that beneficial for skin?
Right, so the GLA, which is the gamma-linolenic acid, which you'll find in this black currant, also have a flavonoid called anthocyanoside, which is really wonderful in balancing hormones and strengthening cell membranes. It lowers inflammation. And they found that these currants, especially with the black currant, that it actually helps ease skin issues like eczema and strengthens hair. So believe it or not, even though many of these components work on your body physiologically as an anti-inflammatory, it will have these great effects on the skin and hair.
So it's interesting. You actually prefer, of the three forms, there's primrose oil and there's borage oil, and you prefer the black currant oil because you think there's some additional element in there besides the GLA. You know, they actually, the thing they have in common is they all have GLA. So GLA may be somewhat anti-inflammatory or moisturizing for skin because it's like an internal lubricant. But it's in addition, the black currant seed oil has a little bit of the extract of black currant that you like?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Moving right along, you recommend pycnogenol. Now, there's another powerful bioflavonoid. And what does that do for skin?
Oh, my gosh. Pycnogenol probably hands down, if someone had to say what, like if I just want better looking skin overall, pycnogenol will probably be, not that I don't love everything else I'm recommending, but mm-hmm. pycnogenol is maybe my hands down, my favorite skin supplement. So pycnogenol comes from the maritime pine bark extract, which actually comes from France. So it's really a wonderful flavonoid that dates back, you know, thousands of years, and it's basically a super antioxidant. It actually increases your cell's antioxidant abilities up to 2 times. So you know, I like hesperidin and I like diosinin, but really this is like them on steroids,
mm-hmm.
if possible. It supports your blood vessels, it minimizes, it actually works on your cardiovascular system and decreases stress on the heart. And actually, if we talked about ages, that this will literally decreases the ages that mm-hmm. you ingest. It aids in skin circulation. Again, it also helps protect our skin from the sun's rays and from environmental damage. You know, there's so many reasons that pycnogenol is like the rock star supplement.
Yeah, it's a premium supplement. So, to continue your list. Now, here's one that I think very few people have heard about. It's, let me see if I get the pronunciation right on this. It's Polypodium leucotomos.
All right, I think you say it better than I do. Yeah, it's basically it's another European herb that's been used as an antioxidant. And what it does is that it actually helps block the negative effects of the UV rays.
It's like an internal sunscreen.
That's exactly it. Best way to put it. Internal sunscreen.
And
so you could take it and like 200 milligrams of it. And if you're going outside, you take it about 45 minutes before going outside. And it's wonderful.
I think, I mean, I got my iPad in front of me. I think there's a product that is called Helio Care, because that's a lot easier to remember than Polypodium. And I think that's what's in it, if I'm not mistaken. It's something that's, it says it has fern block. Yep, Polypodium, fern block, it's called. Right. So, and that's a product that's available. It's not too well known, but it's actually among the things that has a skin protective effect. It says a clinically proven and dermatologist recommended dietary supplement. Very cool.
Yep. Yeah, just cool.
So, you know, it, if you want to protect your skin from solar damage, you like to be in the sun, and you want to get a little bit of vitamin D, you don't want to completely slather yourself with zinc oxide and, you know, look like, you know, pasty-faced, you can take a little bit of that, and that'll somewhat protect you. Okay, more conventional antioxidants. Now, people have heard of these, vitamin C and vitamin E. What do they do?
Yeah, so I think everyone's heard of vitamin C and vitamin E, like you've said. So a deficiency in vitamin C will actually cause the skin to be more fragile. It will have more irregular bleeding to the skin, causes low wound healing. And so, you know, supplementing with the vitamin C will help jumpstart your antioxidant process, which is so crucial for so many aspects of skin health. And vitamin E basically, when best taken as a mix tocopherol complex, helps the oxidation of fats in our body. And so by taking the vitamin E, again, it just enhances, like, you know, the collagen, the skin health. So those are very basic new antioxidants that I think, you know, which are also wonderful for people.
Okay, and complementing those antioxidants are the carotenoid family of antioxidants, and there's several here. Everybody has heard about beta-carotene, but you mentioned some others.
Yeah, so there are, so the carotenoids are beta-carotenes. There's another one called astaxanthin and another one called lycopene. There's different places where you can get these carotenes. So astaxanthin is found in salmon and shrimp and in shellfish and in algae, where the lycopene, I think the most famous one is in tomatoes that people are familiar with, and you can also find it in watermelon. And really wonderful that basically whether it's the people who took carotene show decreases in getting red rashy skin. It helps reduce the fine lines and wrinkles, and it improves skin elasticity. So really wonderful. Like vitamin A is a great, or the carotenes in general are just great powerhouse skin supplements also.
The next one is green tea. Now, I take EGCG for cancer prevention. But there are a lot of other benefits, you know, even if cancer is not a concern. And you listed among supplements that can complement the antioxidants.
Right. And so, I mean, I do love green tea. I mean, I think most people know how powerful it is in itself as an antioxidant. It's also, it actually has been studied to even show to help prevent animal skin from turning cancerous. So it's a great, wonderful antioxidant that people can take. There's another supplement called, and I never say it right, Pterostilbene,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it comes from the blueberry and also acts as an antioxidant. Also, it lowers blood sugar, like we were talking about, preventing those blood sugar spikes and that effect it has on the skin. It also prevents for cancer and blood disorders and nervous system problems. And so, and interesting, this pterostilbene actually acts through our genes. So again, another reason how food is, or even the supplements can be information to our genes. And again, will help the genes decide whether good genes get turned on or off or not. So it's pretty amazing.
And last but not least on your list, which you can find in the book, the little book of healthy beauty, is aloe vera. Now, we think of aloe vera as something to keep around the house. You have a plant, you know, in case every chef knows this, when you burn yourself, as we so often do, those of us who spend a lot of time in the kitchen, we break off a little piece of aloe vera and apply it to the skin externally. And a lot of people smear on aloe vera for, you know, various skin ailments or for skin, you know, benefits. But you suggest taking it internally. So how does that work?
Well, basically, there was actually a study done on, yeah, because I love aloe vera. It's really so nice. There was a study done in 2012 that looked at crow's feet and skin elasticity in women. And they basically gave the women a quarter teaspoon, which really isn't much, of the aloe gel by mouth. And they did that for 3 months, and they checked their skin again. And they found really remarkable results that basically the skin wrinkling and roughness had decreased, and the elasticity went up. So it really helped basically reverse that skin aging. So it was really quite wonderful.
And so that completes the list that we find in your book, but I was a little surprised that on your list, these various collagen products aren't mentioned. You know, a lot of people take hyaluronic acid, or they take other collagen precursors, because the thought is if you take them internally, they can plump up the collagen in your skin. We know that collagen loss results in saggy skin.
No, you're 100% right. I think it was, I think all the writing of this book kind of got finished before
right.
the big fad hit.
And it's, I know that, but I wish I could write digital books that keep changing with each new study, because as soon as I go to press, it's like, oh, darn, you know, there's a new study that I should have added to the book, but the book went to the printer.
Very fun. So just like, yeah, we kind of like need to like add an insert or something to the book.
Indeed. But so you support the use of things like internal hyaluronic acid or various forms of collagen.
And new research coming out on it is very positive on its effects. So I do think it's, and I think from my most recent reading that the liquid forms people do much better with than the pill form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we use for skin in our practice, and perhaps you do, is hyaluronic acid serum, which it really helps skin inflammation. It's, you know, it's a good facial topical. In terms of topicals, are you big on any particular products? Or, you know, I find that just good old-fashioned coconut oil is very nice for the skin.
That'd be my number one choice. I mean, I even knew, even when my daughter was born, like I never even bought like baby lotions for her. I either mm-hmm. just put coconut oil or olive oil on her just after, you know, her bath. So that's probably like my, and if I don't use those two oils, I'll probably be using a calendula oil. I'll put that on my skin, if I'm not using one of the other ones, just because again, it's so healing for the skin. It's just, and the olive oil and the coconut oil is just, gives, you know, skin food. It's really beautiful. So I don't really do a lot of, you know, very fancy high tech.
Yep.
Products.
La Prairie for, you know, $200 a vial, you know, that kind of thing. Exactly. Human placental extract or, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, okay. You've given us a taste of the little book of healthy beauty. The information there is very accessible. It is, it's actually a pretty big little book. But, you know, I have a feeling, Pina, and I really share this view wholeheartedly that, this book's a little bit of a Trojan horse to, infiltrate, the homes of millions of Americans, with wholesome ideas. Basically, you know, good, healthy practices that, yeah, okay, your skin's gonna look better, but you're overall going to be much healthier, live longer, and have better quality of life. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The book, The Little Book of Healthy Beauty. And you want to give out your website, Pina?
Yeah, sure. I have a couple websites. One is out of our practice, which is www.innersourcehealth.com. That's InnerSourceHealth.com, health.com. And then I have my own website of drpinand.com. That's drpina, PINAND.com. So, we try to put out good information on both of those sites.
Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast.